The following broadcast comes from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, March 4th, 2018, and is sponsored by Don and Judy Kahn.
Thank you, Ben. Good morning. Let's give him a hand. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Holy Trinity Lutheran Church this morning. My name is Ben Hilding, one of the pastors here with my wonderful wife. We're so grateful to be here, and it is good to be in worship with you this morning. A special welcome to guests and visitors who are here with us today. It's great to have you here. Also, welcome to those tuning in on KCHK Radio and BevCom Channel 6. Great to have you with us as well. Today we're going to worship with our Holden evening prayer, even though it's morning. I just love this liturgy, so we'll sing our Holden evening prayer together. So let's stand and join together in worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness cannot overcome.
Stay with us now. It is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness,
and shine within your people here.
Breathe the light of your grace in our
Come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. Well, in the season of Lent, we're looking at Old Testament passages, and we're going to get to it in just a second. But last week we heard about the Exodus story from the second book of the Bible, about God calling a man named Moses to deliver the Israelites from slavery to freedom. And as they were delivered through the parting of the Red Sea, when they made it to the other side, Miriam led a song and dance. And it took a while, but eventually they made it through the wilderness to the Promised Land. And after they made it to Jerusalem, the Promised Land, years passed. And today we have a story. After this dream came true, after they made it to the Promised Land, but when this dream of a promised land was taken away from them again. And before we read our passage for today from Ezekiel, I want to give a little bit of a background. It was 597 BCE, the year the Babylonian Empire attacked and captured Jerusalem from the Israelites, killing many people. And those that lived, they deported to Babylon. And as they captured Jerusalem, the Babylonians engaged in siege warfare, which led to famine, disease, and despair for God's people. And for the Israelites, this was supposed to be a dream come true. This was supposed to be the promised land, their home, their permanent dwelling place for themselves, for their families, and for God. But it was all being taken away. And one of the locals, whose name was Ezekiel, was on the fast track to becoming a future priest in Jerusalem. And when the Babylonians took over Jerusalem and the temple, they captured Ezekiel, and he was one to be sent into exile too. So in the process, Ezekiel lost his home. He lost his opportunity for employment and his prominent place in the community. And as it turns out, he also lost his wife, who died in captivity. And in some ways, because all he knew was lost, all he loved was lost, in some ways, he's tempted to lose his faith as well. So in this book called Ezekiel, most of the words capture Ezekiel's bitterness. Ezekiel was bitter against his people as he blamed their captivity on their lack of faithfulness to God, but he was also bitter against other nations as well. But as the book progressed, Ezekiel got a vision. It's a graphic vision, but it's a vision for people who literally had everything taken away from them. So this is a book we don't open too much, and so I want to encourage you to take your Bible and let's find it together. The book of Ezekiel is a prophet. So page 704. Chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me. This is Ezekiel's vision. And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. I grew up with Lion King, so I think of the elephant graveyard when I read this story. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, now say these words with me. Mortal, can these bones live? And I answered, say with me these words too. Oh, Lord God, you know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of God. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Wow. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, so join me with these words, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. And then he said to me, and join me again, mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Keep going with me. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves, and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves, and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. What a vision. A vision of dry bones. Now, these weren't bones that were tired or weary or sad. These are bones that were dead. Completely dry. Absolutely no hope, no promise, no life in them. And this valley of dry bones is a place where there's but shells of a former life. Something completely gone, something completely lost, something completely dead. But in this valley of dry bones, God shows up. And God talks to Ezekiel and says, mortal, can these bones live? What a question. What an absurd question, really. Of course not, right? These are bones. They're dry bones. They show a life that's over, not a life that could begin again. It's a foolish question, really. And so Ezekiel responds to God by saying, O Lord God, you know. Kind of like saying, I don't know, what do you think, God? What do you think? Can these bones live? So my question for you is, have you ever felt like you've had a dry bones situation in your life? Where you were in a valley, surrounded by reminders of a former life that no longer is. Something that is gone but is no longer present. For Ezekiel, these bones represented his lost home, his lost love, his lost career, his lost dreams of what he was hoping to do with his life. What might those dry bones be for you? A lost home. I think of a friend whose house literally burned down. While getting something in the back shed, something sparked a fire in the garage that spread to the whole house. He and his wife had built that house. They had raised their family there. And after calling 911, he called his wife and sobbed on the phone as he stood and watched the flames engulf their home. And his valley of dry bones was not only their lost home, but their lost sense of place and all their lost memories. Picture frames of kids and grandkids now. Memory totes in the basement. And the furniture that had been passed on to them from their parents and grandparents as well. Lost love. I think of a friend who recently lost her husband. Through the ups and downs of life, they found each other and they had a good life together. But now that he had died, a big part of her died too. She didn't know what to do with her time anymore because she didn't really know who she was anymore. Her valley of dry bones was not only her lost love, but her lost sense of order and her lost sense of self too. A lost career. I think of a friend who drove away from the last day at her job. It was a job that had all the promise in the world. In fact, it was her dream job, her calling, her arrival job, if you will. This was her life's work, and she was made for this. But her company didn't appreciate her. They went a different direction than they did at first, and her worth was forgotten, and all her work was lost. And so she drove away with her office now in a box in the back seat. Her valley of dry bones was not only her lost career, but her lost sense of identity and even her lost sense of worth. Lost dreams. I think of those students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School who returned 2 weeks after the tragic mass shooting this week. In a school designed to develop competent and capable minds to become contributing citizens in the world and tackle the great issues of our day, these students now have to acknowledge that for 17 classmates and teachers, these dreams are gone. And for those who now walk down those hallways trying to power through the haunting images flashing back to that horrific day, the dream has changed. Their valley of dry bones is their lost assurance of safety, the lost childhood protection, the lost possibility of innocent naivety. A valley full of dry bones. Well, for Ezekiel, this isn't what he had imagined in his life. Ezekiel wasn't where he planned to be. He planned to be a prominent priest in Jerusalem, in the promised land, with his loving wife by his side. Now displaced, now alone, he was surrounded by dry bones of a life he thought he would love. A life he thought he would live, surrounding him, reminding him of what no longer could be. His lost home, his lost love, his lost career, his lost dreams. And that's when he got this vision from God. The vision where God could make the absolutely impossible possible. Where God could take this valley of despair, loss, brokenness, death, and dry bones and tell them to come alive again. I have to say, this is not rational. This is not understandable. But that's what makes it something that only God could do. And I have to say, that's the kind of story that appears over and over again. Stories that aren't rational, not understandable, something only God could do. Save Noah, his family, and two of every animal on a boat that they made from a worldwide flood. To deliver Moses and the Israelites through the Red Sea by parting the waters. Telling a valley of dry bones to come alive again. So why does this vision matter for us? Why do stories like these in the Old Testament matter for us today? I think of two reasons. The first is that this vision of dry bones coming alive is something that Christians hold on to as hope for the eternal resurrection. When we grieve the loss of loved ones, we hold on to the hope that this is not the end for them. We do not need to be afraid, because the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ, we see that God can make a vision like this actually happen. And so we place our eternities in the hands of a God who can and who does breathe life into dry bones. And the second reason this vision matters is because for Ezekiel, he was surrounded by survivors. He was surrounded by survivors of the exile. But even though they survived, even though they lived in this valley of despair. Their faith, their belief, their hope was as dead as dry bones. And for Ezekiel, this vision was not only a vision for God bringing life out of death in eternity, this was a vision for those people there and now, for their lives and their sense of hope and promise in the here and now. So today, in just a minute, we're going to sing this song. And I think of it as an anthem, really. Lisa Dolezal is going to lead this song, but today we're all going to sing it. And I'll just sing it one time through here quick for you. It says, "We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, we will see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive." And we sing this song because it's an anthem that looks at the dry bones in our lives. Those places where we feel like we've lost hope. Those lost dreams, those lost possibilities, those lost places of faith. And we confess that just as we believe in life out of death and eternity, we also believe in a God who sees possibilities at dead ends and who can breathe life into dry bones even in the here and now. So our song, our anthem, is to call out to the dry bones in us to come alive. Let's sing.
Through the eyes of men, it seems as though
Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for the gift of your breath in us. Thank you for giving us hope through these stories of Old Testament visions and stories where only you could make them possible. God, thank you for giving us the gift of hope, promise, and new life. So tell these dry bones in us, those things that haunt us, those things that maybe remind us of things that didn't come true for us. Help us to see hope where there is none, and life even when there's death. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.